Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your hosts, research scientist Tom Palladino and his co-host Monet Kelso. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We have some exciting live testimonials for you tonight so that you can hear what scalar energy, the divine energy, is doing and in the lives of people that research scientist Tom Palladino is working with. Tom, are you with us?
I am, and good evening, Monet.
Good evening. It's always awesome to have you on and
thank
to
you.
Share the hosting of this show with you. And, you know, Tom, I was thinking today about how everybody has always looked for a magic pill. And honestly, this last conversation we were just having with the doctor, there's something better than a magic pill. What is it, Tom?
Well, we realize that scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature that allows us to control our destiny as far as health is concerned. Scalar energy is going to revolutionize the way we look at wellness, the way we look at human health.
Absolutely. And, you know, who wants to swallow a pill anyway when you can just have the divine energy beamed right to you wherever you are in the world and you can experience a little slice of heaven? And that's really what it is. It's the intelligence of the universe, the intelligence of Creator. It's an organizing field that helps to bring the entire body organism back into that divine order. And so, Tom, let's refresh for some of our new listeners. How long have you been working on this technology?
I directly on this technology, 25 years. It's taken me really a quarter of a century to first understand, to theorize what scalar energy is. And then subsequently, I had to develop instruments. I had to take it to the nth degree, if you will, and develop functioning scalar energy instruments so that I could prove my theory. It's not just good enough to think about something. Ultimately, you have to prove it. Well, today I have functioning scalar energy instruments that allow me to control this incredible energy. It's been a long road, but we're there, and we finally have the means to control the physical universe by way of scalar energy.
Because just focusing and directing this pure energy, this divine intelligence to any person helps to bring that order and that energy to them directly. And we have on the line right now, Jacqueline. Are you with us, Jacqueline?
Yes, I am. And I'm still amazed at the changes in my life. I mean, if someone had talked, well, they did. My girlfriend called me about 9 months ago and she said, "You've got to listen to me. This is really true." And how could you believe that somebody's going to point something at you when you're going to get healed, you know, from across the whole country? But I believed in her, and I figured, well, let me try and see what happens. It's amazing. I mean, if someone had told me, I wouldn't have believed it. But I really have improved my life with this. I make a list of all the things it's done for me. Would you like to hear it?
We would love to hear your list.
Well, first of all, I know this sounds crazy, but I've lost 50 pounds. And the reason I've lost it is because my attitude has changed. I started caring about myself more. The wrinkles are going. The eyesight is better. I had a bad ankle. It's healed. And I tried so long to heal it, everything I could buy, and nothing happened. I sleep better. I don't take as many vitamins. Tom has a whole list of all the vitamins that you're getting through the scalar energy, and I got rid of a drawer full of I used to take about 50 vitamins a day, and I don't take vitamins like that anymore. It's amazing. But I have no allergies. I'm living in Las Vegas, which is the most terrible place for allergies. there's actually an allergy season here. I don't have any allergies. When I first moved here, my eyes were teary, my nose was running. Not anymore. Not with the scale of energy. I have more energy. This is really interesting. I fell about 4 years ago, maybe five, and I had to brace myself from hitting the hood of a car with my right arm, and in my left arm I had about 200 pounds of things I was carrying to the post office. Well, it hurt my arm so bad my ears were ringing for about 6 months, like church bells. I was going crazy. I started with the scale of energy. It's down to like a B about a mile away. I still hear like a little bit, but it's getting better and better. And so is my arm. I don't have to wear magnets anymore. I had to wear magnets up and down my arm. I had to go to doctors all the time. I don't have to. I noticed one day I wasn't even wearing magnets. It was amazing.
And so how long did the arm improve after you started treatments?
I didn't notice it till about, I'd say, 3-4 months after I started the treatment. And I was talking to the same girlfriend over the phone, telling her how much better I felt and thanking her. And all of a sudden, I realized I wasn't wearing any magnets that day. I forgot to put them on. But the biggest thing is the weight loss for me. I've tried everything in my life. I mean, I've had injections, pills, you name it, I've done it. I was ready to go get a lap band, and I really didn't like the idea of that, nor the price of it, because it's not covered by insurance. And I suddenly had the strongest desire to start losing weight. And I started eating differently, and next thing I know, the weight's coming off every single day. And
wow.
And my attitude, yeah, it's amazing. I have to talk to you about the weight loss program that I created thanks to the clearer mind I have, because I'm on this scale. I'm a different person on this scale of energy, much different. And I really recommend it to everybody. It's hard to believe that this is possible. I still find it crazy that from across the whole country, I can feel better. And I know that it does work. I mean, I am a different person from it, totally different, and healthier, a lot healthier. I don't have all those vitamins. I don't have the weight. I don't have the pain. I can sleep. And my eyes are improving. By the way, Tom, I need a double whammy on the eyes because I don't want to get cataract surgery.
Okay, promised.
But I just hope people believe me. I'm not a shill. This is really true. I'm a businesswoman. I'm not a little housewife. And I didn't believe a word of it until I tried. I said, well, what have I got to lose? I've tried everything else. And every month I improved to such a point, I would write Tom all the time, tell him what was working, what wasn't working, what I needed improvement on. And each time he helped me a little bit more. And it's wonderful not to have to take all those vitamins anymore. It really is. And to be able to work 7-8 hours straight, which I could not do before, because I do run a business, and I have to do that time. I have to put that energy in. And he's given it to me to do it. I get tired, but I get tired after 7-8 hours, not after 2 hours like I did before.
Wow. Wow.
It's everything. Anything wrong with you, this can fix. It's as simple as that's how I feel. And I think he could probably even help with the diseases that are coming up. You know, Tom, didn't you tell me that you found it can help in some of the diseases? Because I feel safe that he's doing this with me, that I don't have to worry about these terrible things. I don't take flu shots. I don't get colds. It's absolutely amazing that you can feel healthy and well, do your work, sleep good at night, get the weight off, and have a total different attitude about yourself. And that's all from his wonderful machine. I have to come and see that machine one of these days. I have to see it. I still can't believe it. I have to see it with my own eyes.
Well, you know, Jacqueline, part of the reason that everyone is suffering so much is because there's so many things that are causing chaos in the body. And when the body is in chaos, you get dis-ease, which is basically disorder. And what scalar energy does is it's not limited by time and space, is it has all the information of order in it inherently. That's the very nature of it. That's why it's holding the planets in their orbits. That's why it's holding all the atoms and electrons and neutrons in their perfect order. It's what composes and holds everything in its condition of order. So as you're getting a little slice of that every day, a little administration of that, more and more order is being restored to the body. This really is what you're experiencing is the magnificence of the body being able to work unhindered by things from the outside and the inside in the case of organism causing chaos and disorder. That does make a little bit more sense, doesn't it?
It does, especially in Las Vegas. I bring that up again because this is the area they did Area 51. They do all the experiments. Now they want to bring in Yucca Mountain and all the waste from all over the United States, the nuclear waste, and they have the atom bombs here. They even have sessions here, meetings about how the air is still got all of this bad stuff in it. And
wow.
When I first came here, I really was very sick because I'm used to living by the water. I always lived on the ocean or next to a lake. When I came here to this dry climate, And the dampness that's here, it was awful. And you can't breathe because there's not enough oxygen in the air in this. Nobody was really meant to live in the desert as far as I'm concerned. But
well, Jacqueline, will you stay with us? We have to take a real quick break. Will
sure.
you stay with us and we can talk some more after the break?
I will, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for listening. And we'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, Monet Kelso, the co-host, and we have with us a wonderful client of Tom's, Jacqueline, who's joining us from Las Vegas and has just told us her story about how she had tried everything to lose weight. She had tried everything to work on her ankles. She couldn't get a good night's sleep. She couldn't work for more than 2 hours without feeling exhausted. And since she started taking scalar energy treatments with Tom, even though she didn't understand it, even though she didn't even believe that it would work, she had incredible results.
And the best part is, I belong to a religious organization out here, and everybody is aging. I feel younger than all of them. I feel like I'm 20 years old. I mean, I'm capable of doing anything I want to do. And they look at me crooked because I don't have a cane or a crutch or a walker. It's unbelievable. In fact, I want to leave the congregation and go to a younger one because I can't stand it anymore. And no one will listen to me. They won't believe me. Yeah. I keep telling them I'm getting younger every day. They're all getting older. So
well,
it makes you feel young. You feel young. You really do.
Well, actually, what we've attributed to old age really has been a result of just a lot of chaos and a lot of dis-ease in the body. And so when the body is brought more back to its perfect order, youth and vitality is the natural state of that body. And so that's what you're experiencing. And a lot of people
really think, they look at me like I'm crazy, but I feel like I'm 20 years old. I feel like I can do anything. And I am. I'm doing everything. I don't stop a minute.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's amazing. I'm saying it. When you see the difference in other people and they still won't listen to me, it's sad. It's really sad. They don't eat right. They don't take their vitamins right. They don't have the experience that we're having with Tom to correct our body. And it must be doing that because I tried for years on my own and I couldn't get to the point I'm at now. So it has to be that. And I get better every single month.
Wow. And so what would you say to someone that was you going, I can't believe that this works? What would you tell them right now?
Look at me and look at yourself. I have no wrinkles anymore. I'm losing the weight. I feel wonderful. What is the harm of trying 1 month and see how you react? Now, the first month, you notice some things. But by the third or fourth month, you know that this is it. It has to be because you're doing things you couldn't do before. And your mind is clearer. You're more alert.
And more of a sense of well-being?
Oh, yes. And that's, I'm serious. I really feel like I'm 20 again. And the worst part is that I, how can I put it? I'm attracted to men that are younger than me.
Well, hey, you never know how that's going to pan out.
You know, which never happened before, because the men my age are just old men, you know. They just gave it all up. So it's just amazing. You really do become a lot better. You become a healthier person, a more alert person. You're able to do a lot more. And right now, I'm just down to a cataract problem, which is a very slight cataract problem, which I'm sure Tom can clear up. And that's the thing. I feel that whatever happens to me, I can call Tom and get it cleared up. That's amazing. That's better than going to a doctor.
It really is. Isn't this the best insurance policy anyone could have?
You have no idea. I see the pills that my girlfriends take, and I see how many operations they have. It's amazing, really. They can't stand it that I'm healthy, but they won't do what I tell them to do. It's really ridiculous that people not listen, you know?
Eventually they will, because they're going to get tired of going around that same old mountain that you were tired of going around, throwing money down the drain that doesn't do anything.
Oh, when I think of the vitamins I took, dividing the money that I'm saving now pays my thing for Tom. Really, I got rid of the vitamins and I got Tom, and it equals out.
Except that now you have, this vitality, this youthfulness, and you look like a million bucks. That you weren't getting on the vitamins, were you?
No, honey, I really tried so hard for so many years, and I was always tired, always worn out, always depressed, always angry at when things didn't work out. I'm calmer now. I don't have that anger anymore. I'm enjoying life a lot better. I really am. And I hope people are listening in tonight, because they really should reach out and keep trying to find the answer like I did. I mean, I try everything to get better and feel better. And I finally found it with Tom.
Well, you know, that is
energy.
That's a really important point that you brought up, Jacqueline, because a lot of people will get discouraged and they'll give up and they'll just resign themselves.
And then take a look at them. Diabetes, high blood pressure, insides are bad, the stomach pops out. All my girlfriends, and the men too, they have this big stomach. I mean, it's awful to see people looking that way. And it's only because they're not eating right, and they're all clogged up and all blown up, you know?
Exactly. And there's a lot of disorder.
It really is. Now, all we have to do is to get Tom to work on cellulite. We got it made.
Well, guess what? Your wish has already come true. We're getting reports of cellulite leaving with the treatments. Just keep them up, and that'll be next.
Well, with the 50 pounds I took off, I got to get rid of that cellulite. You know?
Keep going, Jacqueline. The reports are coming in that the cellulite's leaving. It's very exciting.
That's wonderful. That is. So my eyes and the cellulite, and I will be perfect. Then I will come down and I will kiss Tom's feet.
Jacqueline, if I may interject, it is phenomenal that, frankly, you've lost so much weight in, frankly, a short period of time, and that you've done this without, correct me if I'm wrong, without any strict dieting.
No.
It's simply that Scalar Energy corrected your body, corrected your metabolism, and it's almost as if you naturally reduced your weight.
I'll tell you
what
happened.
It's a natural process.
I found very interesting, Tom, that I don't desire sugar anymore. I gag when I look at sweet stuff, whereas I would have eaten a whole cheesecake by myself. I can't even go near it anymore. In fact, I can't walk down the candy aisle in a store. It makes me nauseous.
Wow.
And dairy makes me nauseous. It's like my whole insides are telling me what they want me to eat. And it's fruits and vegetables and raw things, no canned foods. It's amazing. And every day I lose a pound a day. And I don't know when it's going to stop. I don't know how skinny I'm going to get, because I don't want to be anorexic. But I eat all day long, and I still lose a pound a day.
Well, see, you don't even have to fear it, because the perfect order, the perfect intelligence of the scalar will bring you to your perfect weight. The loss of the cravings of things that are bad for you is proof that really the way you were designed to eat is now, because of this order and this intelligence coming back into your body, because it's not blocked anymore from its own intelligence and it's reconnected to source, your body is gravitating what it was designed to eat, and you're happy as a clam, I bet. You're totally satisfied on the diet you're eating.
Absolutely amazing. And when I tell people, they think it's willpower. It's not willpower. I don't want those things anymore. And I keep telling them, if you will just try, you'll see that your body will not want you to eat those things anymore. I mean, ice cream, I used to eat a quart of ice cream a night by myself. From misery, unhappiness, the sweet stuff made me feel better. I can't even look at ice cream anymore. I don't want to look at any cheese. I lived on cheese. Bars of cheese, not just slices of cheese, bars of cheese. After work, I would go and sit and look at the ocean with a cheddar cheese log in my hand and a whole bag of potato chips, right? That was my before I went home. It's amazing.
Wow.
Taco Bell, Burger King, anything. I didn't want to cook anymore. Now I cook everything natural. It's amazing, absolutely amazing, and I feel so much better. But you will not want Burger King. You will not want, I shouldn't use the name, but you wouldn't want any fast foods ever again. Your stomach will turn because your body won't let you eat that bad stuff.
Jacqueline, we have to take another break.
Okay.
But you have been such a blessing and such a wonderful guest. We also have Misty waiting on the other line, and we want to be sensitive to her. But you have given us such a beautiful presentation, and we hope you'll come back.
I will, and God bless you, Tom. You saved my life. You really did.
You
gave me youth again. You made me young again.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for the testimonial.
Right. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Bye. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your hosts, research scientists Tom Palladino and Monet Kelso. Wow, Tom.
What incredible testimonial. She really has had a sea change in her life, without exception, with just incredible results.
But this is really, I mean, if someone came to town and said, I found the fountain of youth. I mean, DeSoto was traveling across the whole face of the earth in a boat that nobody would even think of going down river in. He was going across oceans to find this fountain of youth. And here it looks like Jacqueline found it right with scalar energy.
I would say so. Why do we say that? Because scalar energy is really the source of time. Scalar energy is incorporated in that concept of time. Scalar energy can indeed change the human body. It can make us feel more youthful. We are more youthful. It will enliven us. It will change our constitution. I've seen it in thousands of people that I've been with. Scalar energy has that dramatic of an effect on people.
Well, let's hear now from our second guest. Misty, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for being so patient, Misty. Hello.
Of course.
Good evening. Misty, what's been your experience with Tom's scalar energy treatments?
I am receiving all of the current available sessions. But mostly what I wanted to comment on was the fat metabolism.
Oh, neat. When did you start that one?
It's been going on 6 months now, and I'm a diabetic, and it has made a huge difference. I've lost over 40 pounds.
Wow. And do you have the same things going on like Jacqueline, where you're not craving things as much?
Yes. That was a challenge for me when becoming a diabetic because of the sweets that I was addicted to. Now I don't crave them. I don't change my lifestyle. I'm not an extremely active individual, and yet I'm still losing weight.
That is amazing. And so what other things? I'm sure there's been a lot of other things as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not feeling tired, sluggish. I want to be up and active, and I didn't feel like it before. I feel I'm in a better mood. I'm in a better headspace all of the time because of Scalar Energy.
That is tremendous. And so basically what we're finding out is that our health is our greatest wealth. Because you can, when you feel good and you have a great attitude, because the order of the intelligence of the universe, the divine energy, is coming back into your being, all of a sudden there's a zest for life. There's an ability to go and start achieving again. I know a lot of the boomer generation, their bodies are so loaded down with toxins. They've lost so much conductivity in their cells. There's so much disorder. They just plop down in front of the TV, and that's their life after work. It's all they can do to get through their workday, trying to drink coffee all day long to keep themselves up. But the beauty of Scalar is that you don't need those crutches and props as much, and then you start losing the desire to even do things that are bad for you. Please elaborate for us, Misty. What other, have you noticed anything in your appearance, your skin, your hair?
Oh, absolutely. Everything feels, I get compliments saying I'm at least 10 years younger than I am, and I never had that before. My skin feels healthier. I have the desire to be drinking more water. Instead of coffee, like you were saying. It's just amazing overall how I feel. I used to have a terrible, terrible case of anxiety, and my medication is almost completely done now, and that's because of being on Scalar. I just know it is.
So you've been tapering down on your meds under the direction of your doctor?
Correct, because I haven't felt mentally like I've needed them. I feel great without them.
That is awesome. Well, we do recommend to everyone that is considering, you know, a Scalar Energy treatment that, of course, you don't make any decisions about your medications without consulting your physician first. But, you know, it is your body, and if you start feeling like you don't need it, like Misty here, then it's up to you. It's your body. You can make the decision, but do work with your physician on that. But listen, everyone, if you want to find out more on this Scalar Energy and you'd like to try it, you're like Misty and Jacqueline. You're like, hey, I may not understand it, but I want to give this a try. Go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S as in summer, E, L, F as in future, heal, H-E-A-L, and gogeo.com, and you can start getting Scalar Energy treatments now. So Misty, how do people react? Do they ask you, hey, what are you doing? Are you on a diet? Or how does that conversation go?
Everyone asks me what I'm doing different, and I love to direct them to the website and tell them it's as simple as this. And like Jacqueline was saying, people don't want to believe you at first.
And have any of them tried it?
Yes, I was able to actually enlighten several of my female family members when they saw my weight loss.
And how are they experiencing Scalar now too?
Oh, yes. I definitely, what they liked the most was they didn't really have to change their lifestyle. And then the desire for the bad thing, quote unquote, just isn't there.
That in and of itself really is like the weight loss dream come true, isn't it? Because the cravings are what can be
said. Oh, absolutely. This is a blessing.
And you're not sitting there counting calories, watching out for carbs, you know, scared of everything, living in this like prison of a system that ultimately ends up not working anyway.
That's how I felt as a diabetic. I was very worried when I was diagnosed last year as a type 2 that I was going to lose my love of food, and it's just changing what I eat, and I don't have the desire for the fast food and the things I shouldn't eat now anyway.
Oh, that is so awesome. And so your family is very thankful that you told them about Scalar then.
Oh, I tell everybody that asks me, what am I doing? I put them right on the website, right there on their phone, and I tell them, you need to do this now.
And so would you say the small investment that you make in Scalar is probably saving you money every month on other things that you were spending money on?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, it's been saving me time. I haven't been ill, knock on wood, in the 10 months I've been doing the standard Scalar sessions. I haven't been to the doctor once.
And how often did you used to go to the doctor?
Every other week, at least, with a cold or whatever else, because I live in the Pacific Northwest and we're sick here all the time with the flu and whatever else.
Sure, sure. And so so that's the time and the co-pays and the medications, and then, of course, all of the wonderful side effects that come with the medications. And then even when you do take the medications, one thing I noticed when I was on a whole cocktail of medications is that they may have taken care of some of the issues, but what you got back in return just wasn't worth it. And really, they never made you feel good. You know, you didn't say, hey,
yeah,
you know,
right,
I took that
you.
Pill and I feel great. That never happened.
That's the truth.
But the simplicity of Scalar is, did you feel it right when it started, or did it take some time before you first started noticing it?
In all honesty, I felt the small changes within the first month, but by the middle of the third month, I really could tell the differences.
That was when, the desires for certain foods and the energy level and your quality of sleep, everything was improving.
Oh, everything. I didn't have to take a pill for sleeping, and I sleep a full night now. That was at 3 months.
Wow. Wow,
yeah,
that's great.
It's amazing. It really is.
Well, you've been so kind to come on the show and talk to us about your experience, Misty. Now, your mood. Did you ever have any mood issues, depression, or anything like that?
I did suffer from depression coupled with my anxiety and PTSD, yes.
Okay, and the Scalar seems to be helping all of those.
Oh, absolutely. Like you had said, with the aid of my physician, I have been able to stop my sleeping pill, stop my depression medication, and I'm almost off of my anxiety pill.
That is so beautiful.
Wonderful.
Well, we have to take a real quick break. Misty, would you mind holding over and talking to us some more on the other side?
Sure.
Okay, wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for the Divine Energy Radio Show. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us on the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino and his co-host Monet Kelso. And we're talking with Misty, who has lost 40 pounds, was it, Misty?
Yes.
40 pounds in how many months?
Almost 6.
Okay, without doing any dietary changes, any strict regime, no calorie counting, no running away from carbs and fats, but she lost the cravings for the foods that probably weren't helping the situation. But even so, in the beginning, you were still eating the way you'd always been eating, and the weight was still coming off, wasn't it, Misty?
Correct. And I always had a slow metabolism, so when I heard this would fix that, I was unsure, but it must have.
And that is the beauty also of Scalar versus like a drug. Some people that are sensitive will feel it immediately, but generally, just like anything natural, it's incremental changes, because really the whole way everything is built in the natural world is incrementally. That, you know, you'll watch a little sprout comes up and then it grows. Babies grow little by little every day. So when you're dealing with a natural healing, especially something like Scalar that's actually supernatural, it still is an incremental change. So a lot of people, all of a sudden one day they it just occurs to him, wait a minute, my back doesn't hurt anymore. I haven't had an anxiety attack in weeks. No more herpes outbreaks. I just, you know what, I look really good, and they don't even realize that it's happening until maybe someone else says something to them. Did you have that experience, Misty?
Oh, yes. It didn't occur to me that I looked any different until someone pointed it out to me, because when you're overweight, to me, I just look in the mirror and see the weight. I don't really pay attention to how overweight I was.
But now you don't have to pay attention to that, because you're getting skinnier every day and you feel like a million bucks. And we're so glad that you joined us today to tell us your story, Misty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We
hope you come back. Will you come back and share with us again in the future?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Misty. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Laura on the line now with her scalar energy story. Laura, are you with us?
Yes. Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi. I'm so grateful, Tom, for what you do and what you've created. And yes, you've helped me immensely.
So, wonderful. Laura, how long, welcome again, and how long have you been on the scalar energy treatments?
I think it's been about 6 months, maybe. I'm not for sure, but somewhere around that.
Okay, and what prompted you to first seek treatment with Tom, and how did you hear about him?
I was listening to some sort of health forum. It was something online, and different people were talking about healing through health, healing in different forms. And so I heard Tom, and I had been dealing with MRSA for 3 years.
Wow.
And I just kept trying different things because I was on the antibiotic roller coaster ride. And so I was trying what I could through naturopaths and naturopathic doctors. And I had, I actually had the infection go to my heart. So I had heart surgery. And basically, people said I looked gray, and I was just really sore throughout my body. My back issues had gotten worse, and I just kept having boils. And within a month, I could see a shift happening right away. And
when did the abscesses and boils stop coming out?
I had been working so hard, and I did have someone helping me who had supposedly conquered MRSA and a few other things, Lyme's disease, on his own. So I was getting some help, but it just still felt like I was really on the edge, like I just wasn't feeling that well. And I had to be so careful with what I ate. So it's hard to say for sure if it was within that first month. I've dealt with skin issues for a while since then because it's like my immune system got so broken down. And I have a sensitivity to foods. But I'm definitely turning the corner, and lots of people have noticed overall.
Well, MRSA is a real devastation on the immune system. And I also was a MRSA patient and had been on 42 different courses of antibiotics, including the intravenous antibiotics.
Yep.
And it didn't take care of it. And when I went seeking treatment, they would tell me there was nothing wrong with me, even though I had open abscesses on my sternum. And so it's something that they don't want to look at because they know that they don't have anything for it. And it's such a, wasn't it a frightening place, Misty, when you realized these guys, they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, Laura.
I'm sorry, Laura. Laura.
Yeah, okay. I
apologize. Thank you, thank you. Actually, I have an article here that was just in the Business Insider today, and it says superbugs could kill more people than cancer by 2050.
Yeah. I believe it, and basically, I was like The Walking Dead for quite some time. I was, people said I was gray, and there were quite a few people that said they were concerned about me. And now they just keep saying, "Wow, you just look so much better," and I'm feeling better and better. I just don't want to get off the scaler now that I'm on a good roll for at least for a little bit here.
Absolutely, because one of the things these organisms do that people don't realize is they consume nutrients. And so, and then the body uses up a lot of nutrients trying to fight them. And so that's why all of a sudden you start looking like you have no color in your skin. The body is working so hard trying to fight it, and the nutrients are the organisms are gobbling up so many nutrients. So those with long-standing issues, as Tom said in a previous segment, it takes time for the body to heal. It takes time for the body to rebuild. There's been a lot of swapping of what's called rogue DNA. And that means that the DNA of these organisms has actually, you know, gotten in with our DNA, and it takes the body time to rebuild all the tissue. But would you please stay with us, Laura, so that on the other side of this break? Okay, we're going to take a real quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're here with our host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and Laura, one of Tom's clients, who has had a very interesting ordeal with MRSA. And what was the other thing you were dealing with, Laura?
Oh, well, the infection went to my heart, so I had mitral valve prolapse, and so I ended up having a repair on my mitral valve. And I did also have herpes, which I know are gone now. So,
wow,
that's wonderful.
So that MRSA literally ate up your mitral valve.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It created holes in the heart. Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is very serious. I also have read a lot of journal articles, and I'm sure you too have, Tom, too, about just a simple strep throat. Can, if it goes untreated and unchecked, can completely kill you. And the problem is now is that these antibiotics, and I was living proof, 42 courses of antibiotics, including vancomycin, which is supposed to be the, you know, the thing that takes care of it. Well, now they have something called VRSA, vancomycin-resistant Staph aureus. After vancomycin, they don't have anything. And I know of staph cases where people have, from the vancomycin and the gentamicin, gone blind, had liver failure, kidney failure. They lost their extremities. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tom Palladino did his research just in time. I really see the divine intervention of our loving Creator in allowing someone to make this breakthrough, and this someone being willing to do the work and to put in the time to bring this invention and this information and this treatment to the world. Tom, can you please comment on all of these things and encourage the people?
Well, let's look at scalar energy once again as a fundamental force in nature. Scalar energy allows us to break apart, to break down the molecular body, if you will, of MRSA. Staph aureus, a bacterium, doesn't stand a chance against scalar energy. Why? Scalar energy is fundamental. It can break apart Staphylococcus aureus, and in so doing, we eradicate the underlying cause of MRSA. That's the beauty of what we're working with. We are in the driver's seat, if you will, with Scalar Energy. Scalar Energy allows us to control germs, to eradicate germs, and in so doing, we can essentially reverse any type of MRSA case.
And did you ever, Misty, I'm so locked in on that name, I don't know why. Laura, did you ever have like a healing crisis after you started your treatments with Tom where you got a fever or a rash or any kind of bowel disturbances like people often get when they do a radical kill protocol?
Well, I think I noticed the die-off process of the herpes virus, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. And I'm not sure about the MRSA, just because the skin issues had just been going on for so long. That's been very, very gradual. My skin is still, I don't have boils, and it heals now, but it seems like I'm still, you know, like I'm just on the edge to where my skin will be clearer, but it's a lot clearer now. It's just that it's harder. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling here. I've added more foods to my diet because it seemed like I could react to so many foods by the time I was starting to have Tom do the work for me. The fact that I've introduced more foods, it feels like, you know, I'm in this back and forth stage. Overall, I'm so much better.
Well, it does take a long time. Your system was so completely broken down for your valve to be eaten away by the MRSA. You didn't have that much longer to go because your immune system was completely shot. And Tom, that's not really a true die-off with the herpes. Can you explain what happens to the nerves after the herpes been eradicated?
Sure. What we experience, and I'm sure in some way Laura has experienced this, is a gradual improvement. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, Scalar Energy can immediately, instantaneously disassemble the herpes virus. However, the body has to repair itself. Many times the herpes virus has damaged the nerves, and hence the nerves will still send out a signal to the body, even though the herpes virus no longer exists. So as a rule of thumb, we see that after we can disassemble a germ, the body gradually improves. We have a gradual recovery. Now, this isn't magic, obviously, people. This is just standard textbook biology. The human body can indeed improve, can indeed gradually repair itself, but that's a function of time. And I think Laura is indeed experiencing that phenomenon. It's not instantaneous recovery. It's a gradual, ongoing recovery. Would that be accurate?
I just wanted to clarify that, the herpes is long, long, long gone. And so it's just been the skin where I've had the outbreaks since the MRSA. That is still a slow process in healing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I understand.
I don't know if you understood that, but
no, that's logical, and I appreciate that. And you will continue to improve. We have eradicated Staph aureus. That bacterium no longer exists, but your body perhaps was compromised, as Monet mentioned. And over the course of time, as a function of time, we will continue to see improvement. I'm going to keep treating you, obviously, Laura, and you will see that gradual, ongoing improvement, that gradual recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does, you know, they have pretty much laid out time frames for what the body needs to do. For instance, it takes, 7 months under perfect circumstances for the body to rebuild the liver. And honestly, nothing else can go forward until the liver's rebuilt, when you've gone down as far down that pike as you did, Laura. So that's why you're probably feeling like you're about to turn another corner, because your liver is starting to get, you know, rebuilt. And the liver is called the liver for a good reason. We can't live without it. It's like the master organ that really kind of directs traffic on so many different levels and in so many different body systems. So once the liver gets back on track, then things accelerate. And so I believe you're about to turn a corner and really notice some dramatic differences with the other things that are still lingering.
Like the food allergies that I seem to have now that I didn't have before. Will I always have the sensitivity to these foods that were feeding the MRSA before?
Right, or right. Which foods are you talking about?
Well, anything with sugar or processed foods.
Well, that's not really a true allergy. What your body is saying is stop eating poison. Because sugar is a drug. I mean, sugar is a refined substance that causes a psychotropic effect. And that qualifies it as a drug. And then the processed foods, a lot of them aren't even real food. The body does not recognize a genetically modified organism as food. The hydrogenated fat is completely indigestible. All of these things that are in this junky food, the body doesn't even recognize it as food. So what's happening really is your body is now saying, hey, I'm trying to function now. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't eat this stuff that I wasn't even made to deal with. And go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, so nuts are another issue.
Well, a lot of the nuts that we get today, surprise, are rancid. Peanuts are one of the most heavily pesticided crops on the face of the planet. So sometimes we think we have an allergy to the food, but what we have an allergy to is the pesticide or the fertilizer that was used to grow the food. So that's why it's going to be beneficial to seek out organic sources. And actually, there's some really easy home growing systems now that you can literally grow in less than a closet, and you can have food for the whole family. There's wonderful ways to do that. And what you're going to find is when you start getting higher quality food, everything else is going to accelerate. The body does still need the nutritional physical building blocks. Although Tom does assemble nutrients in the body still does need some biochemistry to work with in order to rebuild tissue. It needs healthy foods.
Yeah, and I've been doing that pretty much. It's just the holiday season has been a bit tricky.
It is tricky. It really is. And then I was in that boat when I first went into natural health. I went to a doctor and he says, well, you're allergic to wheat, corn, soy, and oats and dairy. And I was like, what's left? You know, what's left to eat? So it could be worse. You'll negotiate your way through it. And as you listen to your body, I guarantee you, you'll stop really even wanting to go there with the things that aren't beneficial. And even during holiday episodes, what I would do is I would go to the health food store and I would get some healthy treats so that when they busted out the stuff that wasn't good, I would have my little treat and I would just eat it with everybody. And then I wouldn't feel crummy after the meal and I'd be the one that was all jazzy and felt like doing stuff and everybody else was like a zombie.
That's a smart idea. I like that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm so grateful. And I've noticed some big changes in a few friends I've turned this scalar energy on to as well. And one gal was suicidal. She had so much head trauma. And the last few times I've talked to her, she's laughing. She's starting to carry on with her regular life style. So, it's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for telling us your story. We hope you'll come back again, will you?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been our pleasure having you tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show. Tom, I'm signing off. You want to say goodbye?
Good night, everybody. Thanks once again. We love you. God bless everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us at the Divine Energy Radio Show. We'll be back next week for more.